Building demand for U.S. beef abroad enables American beef farmers and ranchers to focus on driving sales of the most favored beef cuts here at home. At the recent U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference, Dr. Daryl Peel, an ag economist with Oklahoma State, referred to the role less favored beef cuts play in increasing value for the entire beef carcass. South Dakota beef producer and U.S. MEF director Marshall Edelman shares Dr. Peel's comments.
I always remind producers, because they almost all have freezer beef, what it's like when you get down to the stuff that's in the bottom half of the freezer. When you start talking to the other half of the household about how you need to get another beef in the freezer, you get reminded, no, we got to eat the stuff that we've got before we get another one.
Edelman states exports allow the U.S. beef industry to clean out the bottom of its freezers, so to speak.
Maybe it's offal products or tripe or, some of those types of things that we don't necessarily, tongue, heart, liver, etc., that we don't consume much of here in the United States, and it adds value when we can take and market that over there in turn.
Edelman reports innovations continue to drive export demand, with new variations on familiar cuts, such as marketings of U.S. beef short plates as barbecue, a tactic gaining traction in Japanese supermarkets. U.S. MEF statistics reveal exports of U.S. beef through the first quarter of 2026 support Fed cattle prices by roughly $431 per head. The South Dakota Beef Checkoff is a longtime supporter of USMEF and its international market development activities. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council.